This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio on a Wednesday. Earlier today, I had the opportunity to talk to a legend in both the NASCAR and NFL coaching worlds, a guy who has won championships in the NFL and championships in NASCAR. He is Joe Gibbs, and he joined me earlier here on Pushing the Odds. Thanks to Craftsman for the opportunity to talk to the legendary Coach Joe Gibbs here on SB Nation Radio. Coach Matt Perrault, how are you?
Hey, Matt. What a great time of the year to be a sports fan. You got baseball. We're getting ready to go to our playoffs in NASCAR in 5 weeks. And tomorrow night we kick off the NFL. I tell everybody, if you don't like one of those three sports, you're probably on life support someplace. So it's a fun time to be a part of sports.
Absolutely. Well, you're going to be a part of this weekend at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But before we do that, tell me about what's your Craftsman story and the sweepstakes that listeners can get involved with.
Everybody's got a Craftsman story. I've got one. I moved to Southern California when I was 16. In the 50s and 60s in Southern California, it was hot rods and drag racing. I fell in love with cars. I laugh and tell everybody. My high school sweetheart was Pat, my wife of 52 years. And we got towed out of every drive-in in Southern California because when I got through working on the cars, none of them ran. I think everybody has a Craftsman story. My tool was Craftsman 2. And so we want people to tell their story. Go to our website, www.craftsmanstory.com. Tell your story by September 7th. You got a chance to win the following: a trip to Joe Gibbs Racing. I'll personally give you a tour here. You go to the racetrack in Kansas on October the 20th and 21st. Sit on the pit box, hang out with everybody at the racetrack, and win a garage full of Craftsman tools. What a deal!
Wow!
Everybody, tell your story. Tell your story, and go and tell your Craftsman story. Have a chance to win all of that.
Very, very cool. Talking to Joe Gibbs here on Pushing the Odds. So you on this coming weekend, or really starting tomorrow, you're going to fly up today to Canton, Ohio, to be a part of the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. And, you know, legendary GM of the Redskins, Bobby Bethard, going in. You're going to introduce him. You know, what are some of your thoughts on him joining the class of the elite class of people that you joined when you were named a Pro Football Hall of Famer?
Well, if you think about Bobby helped orchestrate and take three different organizations to Super Bowl. Dolphins, here with us with the Redskins, and then to the Chargers. Not only that, I have to thank Bobby because he had enough guts to recommend to Mr. Cook, hire Joe Gibbs, somebody that had never been a head coach. And I think Bobby had guts. And then, of course, when I got here, what's the most important thing for a football coach to have? Players. You've got to have players. It's not coaching. It's players. And Bobby helped get us players that took us to Super Bowl. So it's a big deal for me, a big deal for Bobby, and we're thrilled to be at the Hall of Fame this weekend.
The NASCAR world versus the NFL world is really interesting to me because you have a young driver named Christopher Bell who's won three consecutive races in the Xfinity Series, and he's a young superstar in the making for a cup race, you know, maybe probably next year, probably be in cup for you guys. But the development of football players versus the development of drivers, can you compare and contrast the similarities and differences when it comes to a young athlete as they're trying to reach the highest levels of their sport?
Yes, I can, Matt. Think about this. When you draft a young player in football, you're never quite sure. They're having to step up to the next big level, go from college to pro, and we see some of them can't get it done. But it's those stories of seeing young guy really become a superstar. You take Christopher Bell. He's in our Xfinity program. Okay, at some point he'll right now in his career he's doing some unbelievable things in Xfinity. He won three straight races in a row, and now he's going to be stepping up at some point into Cup. Those are great stories. They're very similar. They're looking for how do you pick those young people that are going to be successful in the big divisions of pro sports. I think it's exciting, and we see what? The thrill of victory, some people can do it. The agony of defeat, some people can't do it. And I think as fans, we love to kind of see all that play out.
As a team owner, and this is something that I've talked about on my show a lot about NASCAR as to where the sport is, and you guys are hyper successful, so I don't think you would appreciate, I don't think you're going to agree with me as to what I think NASCAR needs to do, but coming from the NFL, where the parity model is, every team is given the same salary cap, and every D team is kind of giving a level playing field to compete. Do you think anything similar to that would be successful in NASCAR to keep race teams on the track and to keep, you know, as much competition as possible to attract as many fans as possible for NASCAR?
Well, I think the structure is very different. If you think about the NFL, the TV money, the teams are guaranteed so much money. I think it's much easier in that situation to have the salary cap and things and try and make things equal. Over here, we have sponsors very critical to racing and NASCAR. You can't race a car over here unless you got a great partner and a sponsor.
Right.
In football, basketball, baseball, you don't need a sponsor. You're going to play the game.
Right.
Over here, it's very, very different. And so our structure is different. So I think it would be hard, and I think this is going to wind up being. I think our fan base over here loves the fact that you can pull for a manufacturer. You got Toyota going against Chevy, against Ford. You got race teams, Hendrick, Penske, Gibbs going against each other, and you have drivers: Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex, Kevin Harvick. All three of those different things compete over here, and I think our fan base loves it. But I think they're very different worlds, and it'd be hard to put them closer together, I believe.
The upcoming start to the season has a lot of Redskins fans very happy. New quarterback in Alex Smith coming in. What do you see from the Redskins this year, and is the expectation level raised now that Alex Smith is the quarterback for the Redskins?
Yeah, I think when we couldn't sign Kirk Cousins, and then we had faced with, What are we going to do here? I think the Redskins were very smart. A lot of people wanted Alex Smith, but they went after him, got him. Now we have a veteran guy. I think there's a lot of excitement in the Redskin camp. I talked to Dan Snyder 2 days ago. I talked to Bruce Allen yesterday. I think our picks last year from Alabama, we picked three exciting players from Alabama in the last 2 years. I think there's a lot of excitement. Obviously, the problem is we've got Philly in our division. You've got the Giants now having Barkley as a running back, and you got Dallas. So it's going to be a battle. I think everybody's excited about the Redskins' year coming up.
It's been like 15 years, I think it is, since somebody repeated as NFC East champion. Philadelphia won it last year, clearly. But why is it such a topsy-turvy division? And that's got to give Redskins fans some excitement, right? Because if you look at history, it's been incredibly difficult to repeat as champion in that division.
Yeah, it is. And I think anybody repeating, going back to a Super Bowl, is extremely hard to do because everybody's kind of what? They're focused on you. And so I think with particularly the NFC East, it is each and every year there's all kinds of surprises. I think this year will probably be the same. I think all four teams have done a good job with the draft, a good job of making decisions in the offseason. I think it's going to be back to a real black and blue division. It'll be interesting to see who comes out of it. I think all Redskins fans are kind of excited about this year.
Coach, get you out of here on this. In terms of the class of men that you're a part of in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and that Terrell Owens is deciding not to be a part of it this coming weekend, not showing up, do you have a problem with Terrell Owens deciding not to be a part of the festivities in Ohio this week?
I think it was one of the greatest experiences in my life, occupationally. It meant so much to me, my family. And so to see somebody pass that up, I think it'll be something that he'll regret the rest of his life. And think about all the people that want to be in the Hall of Fame. We had Joe Jacoby. We were hoping we'd get in this year. That didn't happen. Think about all those guys that would love to be in and see somebody pass that up. I just think it's a huge mistake.
You can go to craftsmanstory.com between now and September the 7th to experience to win an experience of a lifetime thanks to Craftsman Tools. You'll get an opportunity to tour Joe Gibbs Racing, go through the shop with Mr. Gibbs, and also have an opportunity to be in the pit box coming up for the NASCAR playoff races in Kansas. Coach, thank you for the time. Enjoy the weekend in Canton, and best of luck to all your race teams coming up here for the playoffs for the NASCAR Monster Energy Cup.
Thank you, Matt, for having me on.
That was Joe Gibbs here on Pushing the Odds, the legendary coach. Always a great conversation on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It's an interesting career he's had, being so successful in the NFL and then now onto the NASCAR folks, and you know, Kyle Busch's success and all the success he's had with Joe Gibbs Racing, and now Christopher Bell. We talked about him during the interview. It's a really interesting career he's had. So successful in whatever he does, whatever he decides to do, he's been extraordinarily successful. We've got more with the Urban Meyer story as it continues to unfold. We'll take a look at the Hall of Fame game coming up next and more on that historic day yesterday with the NBA and MGM linking arms for the first time ever. It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio.